Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. I am now going live on People Podcast. And again, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. Today, we're doing a special prayer. It's called A Plea to God. And I have to tell you this little story. I don't know if I'm responsible for this or not, because I wanted, like we all do, want our family members to have strong faith, not to be a lukewarm, in this case, lukewarm Catholic. And I was a lukewarm Catholic over 8 years ago. And it's not good. I went to discipleship retreat at St. Maximilian Kolbe, and I think that put me on a right path. And still, like we always do, we all have struggles in trying to go. So one of my struggles, of course, is my family. You know, try to get them to have a stronger faith. My wife, she goes to church with me every Sunday, and she was like me, like I was, the Sunday Catholic, I call it, where, you know, I would go to church on Sunday, and basically that's the last time I thought of God or really participated in doing anything else. And so, you know, in my prayers to God, I asked for her to have a stronger faith and to understand maybe where she is now. She may not want to be there when it's time for her final judgment. And we're all going to have that one day. So she was telling me about this dream that she was, it was very scary to her. She was like on a kneeler, and her head was all the way face down, like almost like if someone was going to chop her head off, but there was no chopping board. And she felt this blackness go over her. And she prayed. And it went away, and she was able to get out, and was some people there. I guess they were making fun of her. I don't know really who what they were doing, but she kind of got angry at them and stated that, you know, one day she would get back at them for doing that and do the same thing to them. I hope not. But that was her dream. And so I look at more like a midday report. You know, at school, we always had the mid-grade and then, of course, the final grade. That's what counts. So maybe this is her mid-game, mid-grade report. So the question of the day, excuse me, would be, is this going to my Sunday Mass enough? And, you know, the Ten Commandments, I believe, you know, follow the Ten Commandments. So is that enough for us? I don't know. It didn't look like, because in my prayer, I said, you know, show her if she's going to go to heaven, or show her, you know, whatever at the midday report would be. And so that's the kind of alarming to all of us. When the Pope, which I did post on Twitter and Facebook, but he warns against being lukewarm. Jesus himself said it. One of the things that he suffered the most is for the lukewarm people, Christians or Catholics. So it's a lot more than just going to Mass on Sunday. So this prayer today, we're praying, it's called Plea to God. And the prayer starts, Oh God, our heart is in deep darkness. Although it is united to your heart, our heart is struggling between you and Satan. Let it not be so. Each time our heart is divided between good and evil, let it be enlightened by your light and be united to you. May there not be two loaves inside us. May two beliefs not coexist. Do not permit lies and scrutiny, love and hate, honesty and dishonesty, humility and pride to exist together in us. Help us rather to have a heart lifted up like that of a child. May our heart be full of peace and continued desire for you. Let your holy will and your love dwell within us, so that at least sometimes we may truly desire to be your children. And when, Lord, we do not desire to be your children, remember our former desires. May it help us welcome you again into our lives. We are open our hearts to you so that your holy love may dwell in them. We open our souls to you so that it may be touched by your holy mercy, which shall help us to see our sins clearly and to make us understand that sin is what renders us impure. God, we want to be your children, so humble and devoted that we may become true and endeared children, as the Father would like us to be. Help us, Jesus, our brother, to obtain forgiveness from the Father and to be good to him. Help us, Jesus, to comprehend fully what God gives us, because at times we renounce doing a good action, considered it to be wrong. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, today is about the lukewarm Catholic, or lukewarm Christian. Now, I don't want to play to be judged of anyone. God asked on us to be judged. But it's good that maybe we should take a mental, emotional, and social, and spiritual midday report. Like, like midterm. Where do you think we will end up? If you don't feel fully satisfied that you're going to be ending up in a good place, you may not be ending up in that good place. So keep that in mind. What do we have to do? What is more important than our eternal soul? That's going to be for eternity. Any riches and anything else that we could obtain here on this earth is nothing compared to eternal soul. And not only for you, for your loved ones, because I'm sure we all want our loved ones to go with us to heaven. So we're going to have to work on that. All of us, including myself, because when I say the lukewarm Catholic or Christian, that's the one going to church, but even less, where some people may go once a year. Some will not even go at all because they feel, well, have a relationship with God. I don't need to go to church. But that's a big mistake, because it's through the church we communicate to God. He told us through Holy Communion, body and blood, Christ in the Eucharist is alive. Or, so we have to obey that. And I believe we all want to go to heaven, but it may not be as easy as we thought. So if you have any questions, you really want to talk about it, you can email me at wallyoung12@yahoo.com. It even has a call-in number that you could call. And I'll look it up for you right now. The call-in number is 657, yes, call-in, 330555. That's 657-383-0555. And sorry, couldn't see that well with my glasses. And we could talk about it. Remember, I think we should all, and that includes myself, do this mid-report. And as Catholic, it'd probably be a good idea if we go to confession. And not, you know, to say anything, but you do get a better feeling. And also you get great advice. So I would, that would be my number one advice for everyone. And could keep continuing taking communion, body and blood of Christ, if you can't have both. I always try to find a church that gives both. I prefer it. And I never got sick. I had this one person, a former co-worker of mine, and said, oh, how could you, you know, drink the blood of Christ, the wine? Because everyone drinks from that cup. Oh, as a Eucharist minister, most of the time that's what I give out is the blood of Christ, the wine. And when there's some left over, we have to consume it because you can't, you know, leave anything but consume. And I never got sick. All those years doing it, never got sick. And so, you know, I don't think that could be a valid excuse. But then again, in some churches, we were visiting, I think, when we were in Charlotte, North Carolina, they have it where you go and you have a choice. You could go to get the communion from the Eucharist ministers, and those would be given on the side. But in the middle of the church, they had kneelers. And the priest, well, it was two priests. One was holding the wine, and the other was holding the Eucharist, and they actually dipped the Eucharist in the wine. That's something that we could do, but if it's approved by your local bishop, the priest must do that. And, you know, then you can have both, and you don't have to worry about any possible germs, even though I feel that's not necessary. Some people, my sister says, unless she's the first five people receiving the blood of Christ, you know, she's going to do it because you know, we have to rotate. And by the fifth person, you know, you're using someone's mouth out there, even though we do clean it every time the blood of Christ is came out. So whatever it takes, you must do. But being lukewarm at anything is not the way. If you're lukewarm and mid-report, you know, you have to change your way. Otherwise, you may not like where you end up. So please pray for that. Plead to God for forgiveness. And keep praying. You know, every day, pray, and then pray again. And I want to thank you for listening. And have a great day. Thank you.